first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be home. To rain.
Is it really? Is it really? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. So the day we arrived home, it was rainy and 10 degrees, and we left like 25 degrees. But I'm not complaining. It's always good to sleep in your own bed, right?
Well, that's part of it. Exactly.
Yes.
So let's talk about the last leg of your trip in Portugal. You got off the river cruise, and then where did you end up?
So after the river cruise, we headed to two islands within Portugal. The first island was the Azores. So quick flight, no more than 2 hours with SATA Azores Airlines. Now, I just want to comment about this, this departure or this airline, jammed packed with people. Like it was a big aircraft, not one single seat available. The interest is so high for people to visit, whether you're an international visitor or domestic visitor. So really popular destination. We went to the largest island in the Azores, and that's called São Miguel. And it's really good for people that are like couples or active families. Lots to do here. You can go kayaking, paddleboarding, diving, surfing, lots of hiking and biking. Now, actually, it's also the Azores is Europe's number one destination for whale and dolphin watching. I didn't see any, but I can see why, because, you know, right in the middle of the ocean. We stayed at the Savoy Hotel, which is only minutes away from, or not the Savoy, pardon me, the Grand Hotel, which is only minutes away from the airport. So when you land, like within 10 minutes of getting your luggage, you're at the hotel. And the hotel's beautiful. Like it's overlooks the ocean. There is a big swimming pool in front of it where people go, you see them swimming from daybreak to the to sunset. Lots of interest in going out and starting your day and having activity there. Easy walking distance within town. So good. It's a good walking destination just to roam. And the first day we did take a tour and we went to see many of the different attractions on the tour where you can see like where they had, you can go where they have like hot springs. You can actually go swimming in the hot springs and in the geothermal swimming pools. Lots of great vistas looking over the ocean as well as just learning about the history of the island. And then when I think one of my very, very favorite things that we did there was we went on a food and wine tour, which was really well done by Hungry Whales. It was really a cute way to enjoy and to learn about the food. Lots of meat and potatoes. If you're, you know, if, you know, you just want to have some really simple food. So a great destination to go to. And again, we just did a lot of walking and exploring. If you like to run, good running paths as well. So it's definitely a must-see if you're going over to Portugal and you have the extra time to spend there, because the weather was very pleasant, very temperate. So enjoyed experiencing that. Our next destination was Madeira. And I have actually been to Madeira like 25 years ago. So it was neat to go back. A lot has changed, of course. What you see in both Azores and Madeira is the influence of being in the EU. A lot of the money was taken to build infrastructure. So really good road system, highways, easy to drive. But if you do drive, get a small car, because parking's at a premium. And there is some definite magic going on when you have to park in these really tiny little spots. And you had to, and you really do, there's not a lot of them. But so you have to really make sure that you knew how to park. Because we went one day, we went down to this beach called Seychelles Beach. And oh my goodness, like tourists are rampant and they're not good parkers. And they don't. And so you have to make sure that you can, pull your side mirrors in and navigate it. And then there was one point where they parked so bad that the police had to be called because nobody could get in or out. Like you were
Oh my
stuck
gosh.
there.
Oh my
So
gosh.
make sure you know how to navigate it. So we stayed in Funchal, and that's where we flew into. It was only again a couple hours from the Azores to Funchal. Gorgeous destination. We stayed at the Savoy Palace, which is about 20 minutes away from the airport, and it's a really good location. As far as again walking to go into Old Town and walking along the promenade again against the ocean, you have access to lots of different restaurants while you're there. And here again, we went on different tours just to see the different sites. So from Funchal, you're close to the sea. As I said, lots of different places to go while you're there. One of the like you go to different places where you can see some really splendid views. So exploring Funchal, which is the capital city of Madeira, it you go to Old Town, you see the cathedral, you go to Sayago Fortress. Again, lots of panoramic views. It's a foodie destination to enjoy the different foods that are there. If you are active, you can go on what they call Levada hikes, and it's just a different way to explore their landscapes and their nature. And what they are just centuries-old irrigation channels. They're built by hand, and they wind through lush, like mountains and forests and valleys, and they create a network of hiking trails. And one of like the things that you will enjoy is that it is a volcanic island, so that it's all rock. But it's just amazing how they just build their houses and their businesses on this rock, and everything's tiered. So what you're going to see first is the banana plantation, and then it goes up to like the vineyards and such. So really neat to see just the, I guess just the engineering of how this island was created and such. One of the things is it just a travel tip. If a Levada has been closed to a landslide or weather conditions, don't attempt to go because people have gone missing, and it's really difficult for emergency crews to help you. So good to do, but always be aware of the weather because you, pardon me, you are on an island, right? So big winds can come up. Like it can get very cloudy, foggy, very, very, very quickly. So you don't want to be caught on your holidays or any time, right?
Yeah,
So the other
exactly.
destination or place that we went was, I said, Seychelles Beach, and it's Madeira is known for the beach, but this is a black sand beach, and it's quite beautiful, and everybody goes to it. It's like surrounded by these big cliffs and really beautiful greenery. And you know how we're very small in North America is because when we think of our beach, we have beautiful lounge chairs and nice sand and stuff. But vacationers just, they just lie on the concrete, and that's fine with them because there's nothing else to lie on, if you're busy and such. So that's one of the things you have to experience when you're in Europe. It's like it is not always a beautiful sandy beach. It can be quite rocky, very, very rocky.
Yeah,
But to keep that in mind.
the black sand beaches are really kind of unique though, aren't they? If you've never really seen one, it's kind of like, wow, this just looks like dirt, but it's really something to see, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. It's formed by eroded volcanic elements, and so it is almost like you're on another planet when you visit this beach. It's quite amazing, and we were there on a very hot, sunny day, and beautiful, beautiful to experience. And the weather, like the water isn't that hot. But what happens is, like you're on that black sand beach, that's where the heat's generated from. So you know, you're lying on the beach and then going into the water is actually quite cooling because you get so hot and such. One of the other fun things that we did is that we went on this cable car, and it spans like 500 meters, and it takes 5 minutes, only 5 minutes to get each way. But then you go down to the bottom and you go through this like orchid, and you can see mangoes and bananas and such. But then there's this beautiful beach that you can just enjoy. This beach was pebbly, so they did have platforms of where you could have loungers to sit on and such. But it was so beautiful with regards to just it was quieter. It's like a sunset cruise, but they had like this pirate ship go by. It was kind of just cool, right in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how this fisherman went out on into the ocean, but there was this like this rock and he's fishing on it. It was just really cool. But a little traveler's tip is do not miss the final cable car back to the ticket office, because the police cannot help you and you would have to climb a very difficult path in the dark. So be careful of that. Very much so. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So don't be doing that for sure, right? The other thing that we did was that we went on, it was like, how do I say it? It was like these wooden baskets up on high. And then we went on like a sled ride down. And there's these two gentlemen that steer it with their feet. And you can see over time, they're like toboggan ride, basically, is what it is. Mm-hmm. And over mm-hmm. time, these roads have just been smoothed out. So they're actually quite slick. And actually, cars are on it too. So you have to, our drivers have to be very careful with regards to getting us down there. They're called Monte Toboggan Sleds. And they first originated in the 19th century, and you get some pretty amazing views of the city. And it was used as a means of downhill public transportation by the locals who wanted to travel into the city of Funchal. And it's fun. It takes about 10 minutes to get down. Huge lineup. So there can be times that the lineup could be up to 2 hours. So plan your time well to get there, mm-hmm. or to be, you know, to go on them. But they are fun. Yes, it's touristy, but it was great. We really quite enjoyed that quite a bit. And our last day was all about gastronomic endeavors and wine tasting. So we went to two vineyards. The first one was a vineyard that we tried like six different wines. They primarily focused on white wines. And then we had a rosé and then a couple of red. And then we had this beautiful meal. It was a barbecue. And you know, if you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse, they come out with these bits of bits of meat.
Yes, it's amazing.
Well, my goodness, they did that. And it was just fresh because the barbecue was just done. Very, very typical food, like very simple, like boiled potatoes, salad, which was just like sliced tomatoes and cucumbers and lettuce, and bread. Portuguese bread is really good. Like, if anything, that's what you're going to bulk up on, but in all your meals, because it's just so good. So really neat opportunity. And then you just look over the whole vineyard as you eat your lunch and enjoy your wine. The second place that we went for a tasting was for a port. And again, we had four different ports ranging from sweet to dry. And then you were able to try a 10-year-old port to finish off your tasting. Very nice. The people, you know, enjoy their sharing their knowledge about the different beverages that we were encountering. So you get to learn a lot as well as get a taste of the destination that you're in. Very definitely. So mm-hmm. a great destination. We didn't spend a lot of time in each place. It's like 3 nights in the Azores, 4 nights in Madeira. But honestly, that's enough, especially if you've added it on to how we did it. with that cruise. All in all, a really good trip. Weather kept was our friend the whole time. Like we were 23 to 26 degrees, very temperate weather along the way.
So quickly, best advice for anyone thinking of traveling to the Azores or Madeira or Portugal in general?
I would do it, number one. I would plan way in advance because it is a busy destination, as I said, not just for international travel, but for domestic travel. Couple things that kind of popped up while we were there. I think they're getting more and more attuned to tourism, but still a couple of hiccups in certain areas. For an example, with we booked a day tour, and you know, you get your itinerary before you go because you sign off on it with your travel agent because you're booking what you think you want to see and what your travel agent is suggesting to you. But when we got there, I was thinking about 2 hours into our tour, I go, this doesn't sound like my tour. So always check your tour details before you start your tour with the tour guide. That's just my thought. Because there could
make
be some
sure
scrambling.
You're on the right tour.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So just little things like that to consider. Definitely bring euros when you're going. Definitely bring, like when you get to the destination, try and break it down because they go with coins as like euro coins and such. And you use a lot of that to tip with, right? So I would break down, don't take big bills because you're going to need to get smaller bills for tipping, for if you take a taxi. There's no Uber in Madeira, so just keep that in mind. It's like when we were in Porto just getting ready, our cruise director mentioned to us, if you want to use a taxi with a credit that takes credit card, that you need to book that in advance because not everybody is like that. Mm-hmm. A couple of tips that we learned along the way from, you know, different tour guides that, or tour companies that we worked with was sometimes in Madeira, the taxi drivers can be quite aggressive. So they'll see a tour company that will have your name on it, but then they'll kind of stand in front of that and print your name and then take you on a trip or a tour. And then, you know, you think you prepaid for it, but at the end of the tour, they're expecting payment. And of course, you're a tourist, you get a little rattled, you know, if something like that happens to you, you know, for me. So you just pay. So there's different things that you might just have to be a little bit cautious of because, you know, when the cruise lines come, that happens a lot with day excursions and yes. such. ATMs yes. are easy to use. Always go to an ATM that's sponsored by a bank or within a bank kind of environment versus a standalone, mm-hmm. better exchange rates and such. So, you know, I would say our trip was seamless, but you just always have to be aware. Always good to know a little bit of Portuguese because it is well, like spoken quite frequently.
Well, yeah. People can check out all the photos and images on your Instagram and Facebook pages. There's some amazing photos on there at Onanta Forbes and your website, onantaforbes.com. So it sounds like an amazing trip, Onanta. Thanks for sharing it all.
Thank you.